Welcome, friends. We are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month here at Radio St. Pete. There's so much to celebrate in the Tampa Bay community. And you know that we do syndicate Steve Levine's America the Bilingual podcast. And today I have someone who is a great leader in our community, Diana Walker. Diana is currently serving on the board of directors and vice president for the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber of Commerce, and there's so much more. But first, Diana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for the invitation. Excited to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber of Commerce, what they do, and how important this is to the Latino and Latina community.
Yes, so we're one of the newer chambers in the area. We were founded in 2019, had a beautiful kickoff in 2020, and like a lot of businesses, we got affected by COVID, so we kind of took a seat back, but we reestablished ourselves towards the end of 2022, and our mission is really just to connect entrepreneurs with opportunities and resources. We live in such a beautiful region, the Tampa Bay region, with so many resources readily available and free. So we want to make sure that people are aware of that and providing them opportunities to not only connect with other like-minded professionals and entrepreneurs, but also make connections with a lot of the corporations and organizations in the area that want to do business with small business owners.
And our friend Jorge put us in touch. Tell us a little bit about what you know about Jorge, who has been on the show with us, and why he's important to this group as well.
Yes, Jorge is an incredible individual. If you think of someone that is just very genuine and always open to making connections with no self-interest, it's Jorge. He's definitely important to us because he is an ally, he is a friend, and he's always making sure that we're aware of, you know, new opportunities that are out there or making those connections so that we can collaborate and have a bigger impact in our community.
And I think he's also involved with a recent Sheriff's Advisory Council to represent Hispanic interests and to amplify the voice to be heard in this diverse and community for better equity. Isn't that correct?
Correct. And they just had their annual gala this past Friday. So some of us were there to support him and Kathleen, who's the current president of the council.
That's just wonderful. So you have, let's talk a little bit about your journey, and you are actually a special projects coordinator with Hillsborough County MBA and SBA program. And tell us a little bit about what you do and where you got your degree from and a little bit of your backstory.
Yeah, of course. So I graduated from USF with a bachelor's in business management, and I had the wonderful opportunity of doing in a program with AmeriCorps. It's called Public Allies. And the mission there was to really connect young adults with getting involved in the community, especially in the nonprofit field. And coincidentally, the nonprofit that I got paired up with was called Prospera. Prospera is a nonprofit that helps Hispanic entrepreneurs, providing educational workshops, consulting, and grants. And from there, I was able to get connected with Hillsborough County with their MBA and SBE programs because we used to partner and work with getting our firm certified with them, and eventually it became my home. So I've been here for the past close to 6 years now with Hillsborough County, and what we do here is that we certify businesses in the area and statewide and teach them how to do business with the county through our procurement process, identifying opportunities, and specifically our small business registration. There are contracts that we can set aside as long as it meets certain eligibility, and we can set those projects aside for our small businesses so they're not competing with these larger corporations, and we can keep some of that business local.
And I think you were just honored by El Puente, Florida, and they shared the story of the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber of Commerce. I believe that was this week, but I'm going to brag on you for a little bit, if you don't mind.
Okay.
You know, you actually were Woman of Promise 2024 for the Girl Scouts, recognized with the first Estrella Award with the City of Tampa Mayor's Hispanic Advisory Council in 2023, and as part of the Tampa Hispanic Heritage Leadership Class. What does it mean for you? And how is being a leader in the Hispanic community so important, and especially right now when there's so much noise?
I think it's definitely important to have a voice. You know, if you don't have a seat at the table, create a seat for yourself at the table. And I'm hoping to do that through my involvement in the community, not only through the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber and helping our small business owners, but also through the Hispanic Professional Women's Association. We run a mentorship program and a scholarship fund where we support Latinas that are pursuing higher education. We connect them with professionals in the area, in the field of their study. And then towards the end of the mentorship program, they're able to apply and get these scholarships that, you know, for some of them, it's the difference of whether they get to do another semester or not at the school that they're at. So I think definitely building that legacy and empowering those around us is the way that we can cancel some of that noise out and focus on the positive impact that the majority of our community has and what we can bring to the table as well.
Tell me a little bit about the founder of the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber. Yeah. I was just looking up, yes, and I just was so impressed. I have to tell you, now I've read everybody's bio because I wish every one of these people can be interviewed, and I hope to that you'll help me reach out to some of them. But let's
Absolutely.
Talk about the founder.
Yeah, so we have two founders. We have Cesar Hernandez, the owner of Omni Public, a public relations company. And then we have Roberto Borrero, who is the founder of a couple organizations, but the primary one is the Tampa Business Club and Tampa Bay Connects. Both of them saw an opportunity in our community. Yes, we love all of the chambers that are in the area, but they just didn't find a space where they could relate. Especially being first-generation Hispanic entrepreneurs in the area, they wanted to create a space for us. And they took that leap back in 2019, and their focus was really to connect our fellow Hispanic entrepreneurs with tech, providing them with a seat at the table, especially with everything that they do. Cesar and I actually went to USF together.
You did? Oh, that's
yes.
So fun. How fun is that, right?
Yes, and he was one of the first Latino student body presidents. When I was there, I actually met him because I accidentally ended up volunteering for his campaign without officially meeting him. So that was something beautiful to see, and kind of seeing how much he's grown. Now he's really involved in the community, working with these Fortune 500 companies, and just seeing him on TV all the time. And then Roberto, he really has helped a lot of our entrepreneurs locally and some of the organizations through his event and the exposure that he has. He just has that wonderful touch with bringing people together and just having a big impact.
So I love the fact that, of course, like all the chambers, you do the connections at Cafecito. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you also, beyond networking, you do something that I think is very intriguing, and I think it speaks to resiliency as a business person, fail forward. Tell us a little bit about this, this compelling panel discussion that celebrates failure as a stepping stone to success.
Yes. Well, first, we definitely need to make sure that you come to our next Cafecito in the Pinellas area or Hillsboro. And then two, Sales Forward actually was born out of the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center. The manager there, Lynn Croson, who is actually on our board as well, was hosting these opportunities for entrepreneurs to kind of share about those failures and obstacles and how they had to overcome them or pivot their business. And it kind of died out because of COVID, and we brought them back, this program specifically, through the chamber. And we've been doing it for the past 2 years, and it's been a wonderful way for us to kind of provide a safe space for entrepreneurs to be vulnerable, share their personal stories, and then relate to the entrepreneurs and professionals that are in the room. So the one that we just had most recently, about a week or two ago, on 9/11 actually, was focused on our veteran entrepreneurs. And if you were in the room, you definitely felt their story that they were sharing, taking that leap of faith of starting their business and the challenges they have encountered, not only on starting your business, but obviously that transition from service. The service has shifted a little bit. Instead of serving our country, now they're serving our community in a different aspect. But those are the kind of spaces that we create through Fail Forward.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I look, I want to tell people, you really, you need to look at the TampaBayLatinChamber.com website. It's beautifully done. And I went through the news and the blog page, and I'm just going to mention some of the people, Maria Fernanda Claros, Alex Montalvo, the accelerators. And then, you know, there's just story after story, Melissa Ramos, Dealing with a Purpose, Dr. Alexandra Olivares-Hauser. There are so many Hispanic leaders. How many people actually belong to this? And do you see, excuse me, do you see, it's thundering folks on Radio St. Pete. Do you see a growth of Hispanic business leaders as the community faces challenges, that growth still continuing?
I most definitely do. I think there's a lot of something that is relatively newish. We actually have started these quarterly meetings where we bring together all of these different Hispanic organizations. Some of them have a little bit more of a focus on the social aspect, business, education, et cetera. And we bring all those leaders together. And most recently, we just did a huge networking event with the Hard Rock this past July, and we had about 150 business leaders just kind of come together, reconnect, meeting some new faces, and that really has prompted some other partnerships. So I do see our business leaders kind of growing and that just kind of expanding and having more business in the area, but also having more of those business leaders participating in the community and leading other organizations and causes.
Do you find Tampa Hillsboro more welcoming with the huge heritage of the Ybor City? Do you find it more welcoming to the Hispanic culture than Pinellas County? Because I know Jorge and I have had a long, I'm from San Diego. We've had lots of talks about the fact that it has been a moment, and it seems to be happening finally, that there's more respect for the culture.
I would say yes and no. To a certain extent, I think yes, because of, like you mentioned, the culture and the history that there is in Ybor City. So you do see that a little bit more predominantly in the community. But I would say Pinellas County, for the most part, depending where you're at, of course, I feel like they're very receptive to diversity and the inclusivity. I also think, too, the Hispanic population in both counties are a little bit different and have a different niche. Because we're even experiencing it as we continue to grow. For the past 4 years, we've been predominantly in Hillsborough, and now we're expanding to Pasco and to Pinellas County hosting these events. And we definitely see a little bit of the obstacles that we're facing in Pinellas, just being able to connect a little bit better with the entrepreneurs in that area. So I think it's just a different need. So the communication style or the type of events are going to need to, you know, pivot a little bit. But I would say overall, obviously, I am in Tampa, so I'm going to always cheer on Tampa and say that, yes, it does feel a lot more welcoming. But I want to say that Pinellas has definitely grown, and I do see the call and the attempts to making sure that it's diverse and inclusive as well.
And as tech and AI become more important, I see that you guys are very forward on this. You do have a Latin Tech Accelerator. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we launched in partnership with the Tampa Bay Wave here, the first Latin Tech Accelerator program. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of the first ones in the country.
It is.
Thanks to Cesar Hernandez and the president, Linda of Tampa Bay Wave, we were able to secure those funds thanks to Kathy Castor through some federal funding. And we had about 22 entrepreneurs that participated in that first Tech Accelerator program. If I'm not mistaken, there's about 4 or 5 of them that actually relocated or expanded their services to the Tampa Bay region, which is part of why we wanted to do that, to attract more of these tech-based companies. We are working to secure additional funding, so hopefully we can host our second Tech Accelerator program, so stay tuned for that.
It's very exciting. Folks, if you've just joined me, I am celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month with Diana Walker. She is involved with the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber of Commerce as Vice President, Hispanic Professional Women's Foundation, Leadership Hillsboro. And, you know, I want to ask you before we go, Sister Cities of Tampa, I did not know that Porto Alegre in Brazil. Tell me just a little bit about that. That's such a cool thing to find out.
Yes, yeah, so Tampa Sister Cities, the mission of the organization is to unite, obviously, across borders and to celebrate the culture and then also make those connections when it comes to business, ideas, innovation. So there's several different sister cities here locally, not just in Tampa, but obviously Tampa sister cities in Clearwater, Tarpon Springs, there's a couple of those. I got associated with it because I'm half Brazilian, and I was doing some search of different Brazilian groups in the area, and Porto Alegre actually popped up. So hopefully you'll be seeing a Brazilian festival that's coming in April next year, and we're hoping to partner up with them. And most recently, we just celebrated through Tampa Sister Cities, the Sister Cities of Barranquilla, Colombia. They're celebrating their 60th anniversary of this partnership with Tampa, and there's going to be some big celebrations coming up in the 2026 calendar year. And if I'm not mistaken, the mayor just accepted the invitation to go and visit Barranquilla in June of 2026.
So exciting. Of course, Tampa Bay Newspapers has a Spanish language newspaper over in Hillsborough. And I have to do a shout out since I freelance for them, and it's wonderful that this is kept alive. Well, I want to know, how are we celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month? There's some events coming up?
Yes. Tomorrow we're actually celebrating with the Hard Rock on their kickoff of the Hispanic Heritage Month. They're doing some free salsa classes. We have some of our entrepreneurs that are participating in that and hosting those classes. On Friday with Roberto, which was one of our founders, we're bringing in a Hispanic artist, and they're launching the second edition of their magazine, and we're having Christina Uncle, the founder of the Tampa Bay Suns, joining us there as well. This weekend we'll be at some of the soccer games with the Tampa Bay Rowdies and the Tampa Bay Suns for their Hispanic Heritage games. And then we have a lot of the organizations hosting their galas, with one of the bigger ones being the Tampa Hispanic Heritage, having their celebration for the Hispanic Woman and Man of the Year on October 25.
And do we know who that Man and Woman of the Year are?
Yes, we have former public defender Julie Holt and Martin Gramatica, former Buccaneers player.
That is so exciting. Well, listen, folks, I have to say that I absolutely am thrilled to meet you, Diana, and I hope that you might bring some of the people that are involved. How many people belong currently to the Latin Chamber of Commerce?
I want to say we're close to about 200 business owners and professionals strong. That number keeps growing every single time we have another cafecito. But yes, we definitely hope to connect them with you and continue to highlight a lot of the great things that are in Pinellas County as well.
Well, Diana, we thank you so much for joining us and celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month and filling us in on the Tampa Bay Latin Chamber of Commerce. Folks, we'll have all the information about this and also the next cafecito in Pinellas. And Diana, we look forward to having you back on with one of the members of the chamber.
Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, folks, for Hispanic Heritage Month. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Bye-bye, Diana.
Bye, Lynette.